Well, the Taliban leadership has instructed all their fighters across the country not to launch any offensive action against Afghan security forces, saying that that would create the sort of a safe and secure environment for Afghans to prepare for this Eid celebration, which is due to begin on Thursday. And you know, that was sort of a surprising announcement, because the kind of violence that has been taking place over the last few weeks, it has killed so many people that there were worries that this Afghan violence that was largely being anticipated to go out of control. But this ceasefire has come a big relief for Afghans. But just let me tell you that this is the third ceasefire the Taliban has announced since 2018, and during the same Eid holidays. And the good news was today that Afghan President Ashraf Ghani responded and ordering his national security forces to also cease, halt any offensive operations.
Ayaz, what about after Eid? Because the holiday only lasts a few days.
Well, what we have seen in the past that while the government of President Ghani has been willing to extend the ceasefire, it is the Taliban side that has never agreed and ignored international calls for extending this ceasefire beyond the three-day Eid festivities. And the Taliban are using these ceasefires, annual ceasefires, basically to increase their political influence, to convince Afghans that they are the people, they are the group which can provide them security. And by this announcement, you know, Taliban has been demonstrating to the players outside Afghanistan, the United States, that it has total control over its fighters, you know, against these suspicions that maybe the Taliban is, loose alliance of different groups and which are acting independently. But over the last two ceasefires that we have witnessed, that once the Taliban instructed their fighters not to launch any offensive, the United Nations has been a witness and has established that over those two Eid ceasefires, not a single incident of violence happened from the Taliban side.
Ayaz, there has been concern that as U.S. and international forces withdraw, violence could continue to escalate following the Eid ceasefire. So what can you tell us about how the region is preparing for that?
It was interesting today in Afghanistan that the military chief of Pakistan, General Qamar Javed Bajwa, made an unannounced visit to Kabul, where he met Ashraf Ghani, and the British army chief was also present in that meeting, which shows that local regional actors are really worried about this intensified violence in Afghanistan, and they want to make sure that some kind of a peace deal between the Taliban and the Afghan government is struck so that this violence can be contained. And with, as I mentioned, that Pakistan's military chief being in Kabul today is very significant and shows that Pakistan remains under pressure from the United States, from other Western countries, to use whatever leverage it still has with the Taliban to convince them to re-engage in the peace process with the Afghan government and strike some kind of a peace deal. So there are worries, but let me tell you that what happened in the 1990s when the Soviet troops withdrew from Afghanistan and there was a civil war that followed that withdrawal. The same concerns are still prevailing here in Afghanistan with the withdrawal of the U.S. forces. But this time, the regional countries are worried that if this violence continues, terrorist groups like Islamic State will benefit from the instability in Afghanistan, which will threaten the regional security